For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Our hearts tonight, as we come around the Word of God and the Spirit of God speaks to us, we praise you, Lord, and thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here today. We thank you, Lord, that you are speaking to your people even today. And Lord, I ask that tonight that we look and see into your word and understand your word concerning the problem of pride and see that humility is what you want in your people so that you can accomplish things through us. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we've been looking at this area, humility and pride for a variety of sermons. Tonight we're looking at God resists the proud. What we have to look at, first of all, in order to be able to have that contrite, humble spirit that God wants, we must have within us what is known as the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the good type of fear. It's the reverence of God, the respect for him, and the placing of him in the greatest position in our life, to hate evil and to love him and his ways. Praise God. If you look at Psalm 119, verse 38, is a key scripture that we need to be aware of, because this shows us what our attitude should be concerning the fear of the Lord. And if we have this attitude within us about the fear of the Lord, then there's going to be breakthroughs in our lives. There's going to be a situation where God can use his word to be able to bring forth good things in your life. In other words, establish the word in your life. And this is what it says in Psalm 119, verse 38. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. So the question is, are you devoted to the fear of the Lord? Are you devoted? Devotion obviously means more than just, oh yes, whatever will be, will be. It's a targeted, focused, active line of thinking and actions. And we can see here that God wants us to be devoted to his fear, to fearing him. Notice you have to be a servant of God. The Bible calls us servants of Christ, servants of righteousness, if we've been born again. And that means that God is now able to establish his word in us. And the way he does that is through us being devoted to his fear. Now, we want to know what the fear of the Lord is, and we've looked at this scripture several times, but if you go to Proverbs 8, verse 13... we see what the fear of the Lord is. It's a great definition of the fear of the Lord. And you can see here that there are things that the Lord hates. Now, if the Lord hates these things, then you should also hate them. It's very, very important for us to see that. And notice what it says in Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Notice it says, hate evil. If you hate something, you're not going to coddle up to it, are you? You're not going to be wanting to make friends with it. You're not going to be wanting to hang around it. What would you do if you hate something? You want to get it out. You don't want anything to do with it. All right? Now, this is the good type of hate. Obviously, the bad type of hate would be to hate your brother or sister in the Lord, or to hate, the things of God. Obviously, the fear of the Lord, the proper respect you would have for the Lord, is to hate evil. And notice what it's got after the word evil. There's a colon there telling you this is We want you to hate what's at the very top, the very first thing in the list. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. A froward mouth will be a rebellious type of mouth that will go against the word of God. Notice pride is at the top of the list there. Pride and arrogancy. Pride is something God hates. Now, I've said it a few times now, but we need to make sure that our vocabulary keeps pride out of our mouths, and so what's in our mouths is going to match up with the word of God. So here we see that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and pride is at the top of the list. Now, if God hates pride, what does that mean about you? You should hate pride too. Pride says not God's way, but my way. What does humility say? God's way, not my way. Okay, so you bow the knee when you have a humble heart. But pride will not allow you to bow the knee to God, and in fact will cause you to resist God. And then what happens with the word of God? Is the word of God able to come into that type of person? Well, we saw the other day an example of Laban, what happened to him. And we know that pride can keep you back from all types of things. We just did a sermon recently on the connection between humility and healing. So we have to be open to understanding these areas of the fear of the Lord, the connection to pride, and to say, well, this is something that I have to hate in my life and get it out and make sure it's not there, because I want to be established in the Word of God. I want my life to be established in the Word so that then I can bring forth the fruit that God wants in my life. Sadly, there's some people that say, well, you don't have to fear the Lord now because it's an Old Testament concept. Well, let's put that one, let's get rid of that idea once and for all. Have a look at 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. You know, that God hasn't changed. And it's very important for us to see that God wants his people to be holy. And holiness is a separation from evil. And the Bible talks about sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. So you're going to be separated, kept away from evil, but you're going to be devoted to the fear of God. And this is what it says here in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So you can see here, you can't perfect holiness in your life if you don't have the fear of God. You have to have the fear of God, and this is in the New Testament. You have to have the fear of God. And that enables you to then cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And the cleansing from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit comes through the Word of God, the washing of the water of the Word of God. So this is very, very important for us to see. Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. God wants to sanctify us through his truth. God's word is truth. He wants to establish the word in our lives. So we must be devoted to the fear of the Lord. Devoted to the fear of the Lord. Also have a look at 1 Peter 2 verse 17. 1 Peter 2 verse 17. We see the command in this scripture to fear God. In 1 Peter 2 verse 17. So, God has not changed. He never has changed. And we must be people that rightly divide the word of God and understand the fear of the Lord is relevant to us today. Should be part of our lives, and we do need to be devoted to the fear of the Lord. And it says in 1 Peter 2 verse 17, honour all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honour the king. So notice it says fear God. Well, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. One of the commandments is to fear God. Fear God. We must have that in our lives today. Also, have a look at Revelation 19, verse 5. Revelation 19, verse 5. In Revelation 19, verse 5, it says, and a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants. Are you one of the servants of God? Well, if you're born again, a child of God, you are one of his servants. And it's talking about all his servants. Praise God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. So let's get it very clear in our hearts that the fear of the Lord applies to us today, and being devoted to the fear of the Lord is going to establish the word in your life. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, of which pride is number one in that list of evil things that we're to hate. So one thing we need to understand is that God resists the proud because pride causes people to go in the opposite direction from him. So have a look at a couple of scriptures which show us the difference between those who are of a humble or contrite spirit and those who are of a proud heart. And the Bible says a proud heart is an abomination to the Lord. We'll look at that one in a minute. But first of all, let's look at Psalm 138, verse 6. Psalm 138, verse 6. Now, God is very clear that we should not, as his servants, have pride in us. And so it's a big warning. And if there is that, and we've got to be guarding our hearts about this, if there is that, or we have any inkling of that, we need to repent of it. We need to get before the Lord and say, Lord, I do not want this in my life, and repent of that. Verse 6 of Psalm 138 says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. You'll be far from God if you're one of the proud, if you have pride. We don't want to be far from God, do we? We want to be near God, nigh God. God will not have respect to the proud, but he does have respect unto the lowly, that is those who bow the knee to him. That is those who are of a contrite heart. And we see that in Psalm 34, verse 18. Let's have a look at Psalm 34, verse 18. Now, we looked on Sunday about what a broken heart is, and there's a good type of broken heart where the hardness of the heart is broken up. Of course, the bad type of broken heart is where despondency and despair gets in, and that talks about the heart not working properly. But Psalm 34, verse 18 talks about the good type. And it says, it's very clear here, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. So notice here, we read before that the proud he knoweth afar off. They're far from him. So God's going to resist the proud and keep them afar, far away from him. But notice here that if you're of a broken heart and of a contrite spirit, that he's nigh unto you. He's nigh unto you. He's right there with you. And you'll see here that salvation is going to be manifested to those who have a contrite spirit. And salvation, of course, is all the benefits of God that were purchased through the blood of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ. So we see here that the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite or humble spirit. So this is the way we need to keep our hearts tender and soft before the Lord, so that the Word of God can come in, so that the Word of God can be planted in our life. God's Word is a seed that God wants to plant into our life. He wants to establish His Word to us. And this is so very important. Have a look at James 4, verses 6 to 10. God resists the proud. And I think we're starting to get an idea of just how much God does not like pride. He hates pride, because pride is going to keep His people away from His will. You don't want to be kept away from the will of God. You want to be in the will of God. And when you're in the will of God, then God can answer your prayers. He can do things for you and in your life, because you're open to Him. You're being obedient. You're perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. God can do such with people that are like that. James 4, we're looking at verses 6 to verse 10 of James 4. Verses 6 to verse 10. But He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Do you want grace? God's favour in your life? God's goodness? The ability and enablings to do what He's called you to do? Well, you can't get it if you're proud. Wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud. What does the proud say? The proud, it gets angry when the word comes. That's one of the manifestations of pride. They don't want to know about the word of God, and so they resist God's word. But God resists that type of person. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So there's all your answers there. Humility. He can give things to people who have humility. That's what it says in verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, I remember years ago a man was trying to resist the devil. And but there were all types of wrong things in his life. And I knew it just from personal acquaintance with him. But he was trying to resist the devil, and the devil, of course, wasn't fleeing. And he was saying, well, doesn't the name of Jesus work? You know, getting all frustrated. But he had everything back to front, didn't he? He had everything back to front. You've got to say, yes, God's word is true. Let every man be a liar, but God be true. God's word is true, and God can give grace unto that person because they're humbling themselves. And then, if you submit yourself to God, then you can resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Can you see? You've got to have the right things in place in your life. You have the right things in place in your life. You give respect to the word of God. So God's word is true over and above anything else, circumstances, words of men. God's word is always true, and you're not trusting in the arm of the flesh, but you're trusting in God. Okay? And God might direct you to go and do this, but you've come to the Lord first. You always come to the Lord first. And as it says in verse 8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. How do you draw nigh to God? Do you do it by being proud and resistant to God's word? Or do you say, Lord, I bow the knee, You are right. not my way, but your way. So you can see that's how you can draw nigh to God. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. So if there's sin, you need to get out. Okay? Get that out. Repent, confess and forsake, the Bible says. And purify your hearts, ye double-minded. How do you purify your hearts and not be double-minded? Well, what's a key scripture? What do we know about Romans 12 verse 2, for example? Are you transformed by the renewing of your mind? Well, a renewed mind will not be double-minded, will it? A renewed mind will be a mind that's thinking correctly in line with the Word of God. And one of the fundamental things about thinking correctly about the Word of God and enable your mind to be renewed in the Word is to say the Word of God is true in all instances, in every circumstance. The Word of God is truth, is true. And if you have that type of attitude, and that lines up, of course, with being devoted to the fear of the Lord, then you're not going to be double-minded. Verse 9, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. So if there is sin there, if you have been doing the wrong thing and allowing pride to be there, if you have been double-minded, well, don't just laugh it off. Don't just ignore it, because that's going to cause God to resist you. You don't want God resisting you. You want to draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you, and He'll give grace into your life. He'll give good things into your life. So there'll be a time when you need to repent. You need to have godly sorrow in your life. And I know this, sounds alien to some people's ears, but it's absolutely necessary. And Christians, I believe, right across the body of Christ, even now, need to come to this realization. Hey, you know, we've been going our own way. We've been doing our own thing. I now come before you, and I am going to repent of that. Verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. So humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. God will lift you up. He'll lift you up out of sickness, out of poverty, out of traps and snares and bad circumstances. But you've got to humble yourself. You've got to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And you'll have God on your side. This is the great difference between those who are proud and those who are humble. The humble have God right there nigh. He's working with them. They're believing Him. And He can give grace to them and enabling and bring them up and cause them to grow and get them strengthened. Isn't that what we want in our lives? That's the way we should be going. But of course, the opposite, you'll be a far off. If you're proud, you're a far off from God, because God can't have that in His presence. If you have a look at Proverbs 16 verse 5. Proverbs 16 verse 5. This shows you how much pride is hated of the Lord. We've already seen that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, and pride was on top of the list. But there are people right across this planet today who have a proud heart, who are proud in heart. And it's something God hates, absolutely hates. And this can't be emphasized enough, because pride is the nature of the devil himself. That's what caused Lucifer to fall and become Satan. Pride. He wanted to lift himself up. Proverbs 16 verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Okay? Now look at verse 6. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Isn't that interesting? Right next to that scripture about being proud in heart, being an abomination to the Lord, that means it is something the Lord hates. Right next to that scripture is, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Men depart from evil. We know that pride is evil. So it's by the fear of the Lord that you can get that out of your life. Get that out of your life. But you have to be devoted to the fear of the Lord. Devoted does not mean, oh yes, I've heard about the fear of the Lord and I can take it or leave it. No. You must grow in it. You must understand it. You must put it into your life actively. So when you come to situations, let's say you come to a difficult situation in your life where you're tempted to do something wrong. You might be tempted to tell a lie. And what do you do? Well, you must have the fear of the Lord. You're devoted to the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord means that you're not going to be lying, even if it's difficult to tell the truth. That's just one example. There's thousands of other examples. But the thing is, you will do the word. You'll be what the Bible calls servants of righteousness. You'll be people that will do the right thing as the word of God is established in your life. But you've got to be devoted to the fear of the Lord. And you'll come up with, why do I say this? Well, because there's an enemy, remember? There's an enemy in the world today called Satan. And he puts all types of snares, all types of deceptions, all types of temptations are out there to get you out of the will of God. But if you're devoted to the fear of the Lord, you'll depart from evil. You'll depart from evil. And it'll be a stench in your nostrils, just like it is in God's. So this is so very, very important. If you don't want God to be resisting you, if you don't want to be afar off from God and his plans, then humility is the way. Humility through having the fear of the Lord is the way. It's absolutely necessary. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. I believe that's what the Lord wanted me to preach about tonight. Father, I thank you and praise you. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you that you have shown us very clearly about this area. And Lord, every one of us here that has heard the word, we have an opportunity to respond to that positively. Respond to it positively. And we do that in Jesus' name. Why don't you follow through me in this confession? I choose to be devoted to the fear of the Lord. And I know that I will depart from evil as I am devoted to the fear of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.